What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and I podcast.
Oh, yes, we are back. Once again, it is time for you to get them headphones in and whip them Peter's ass. Because it is a Peter and I podcast with your hosts, Bald, Balder, and Balding. A.K.A. Pistol Pete Jr. Chubb Ditch and the infamous Jeezy Weezy. Yeah.
Your A.K.A. We already
have. My A.K.A. is Balding.
Yeah, it's Balding.
All right.
Balder. My shoulder's on fire right now. Like, just out of the- so burnt.
Yeah, he's burnt. He's a burnt turd.
Oh, yeah. He's got the least melanin. Least melanin in him.
You like motherfucking.
So
light skinned motherfucker.
Aquaman 2 is getting ready to set, getting set to begin filming.
Is Amber Heard gonna be there?
Amber Heard is going.
Amber
to be
Sherd.
Really?
She's not. Welcome.
Johnny Depp gets canceled, but
she's going to the Caribbean, but she still gets these fucking gigs.
And the director's quote is, "We don't give the fans what they want." Here at DC, we don't give the fans what they want. Yeah, no, but true. He's saying that they're not gonna kowtow to the fans. Especially after they've already invested so much money
into what she's not. I don't.
She's literally the most insignificant side character ever.
I don't get it. Yeah, but they
no, I didn't even care.
You could have anybody play that part.
Yeah,
you could have another.
Yeah, you've had one movie. Nobody's married to the fact that this person is the fucking person.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like they're trying to. You want to replace fucking Captain America or something.
Yeah. It was like when Don Cheadle became War Machine. Like, people were like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Nobody batted an eye, yeah. It was just like, all right.
Well, he's War Machine now.
He's the guy.
But wait, yeah. Don Cheadle's War Machine?
he's Al G. Rhythm.
What happened to Ethan Howard, wasn't it?
No, Terrence Howard.
What happened to that guy?
I always go blank on his name.
What happened to that guy? What does he do?
I don't know what he's doing now. Wasn't he on Empire?
Doesn't he beat his wife, and that's why they got rid of him?
I think so. Something like that.
I think it was something like that, yeah.
I think he has, like, history.
Well, he's crazy.
Yeah, and supposedly he's, like, really hard to work with, too.
Oh.
No, that's what they say. That's just what they say about black actors.
Hard to work with? Oh, speaking of black actors that are hard to work with, I just saw that Blade 1, 2, and 3 are all on Hobo Max.
So you're saying Wesley Snipes is hard to work with?
You've never heard that?
No.
Yeah,
they say he's... Triple H was saying that he's notorious for not pulling his punches in the fight scenes.
Like Bruce Lee?
Yeah. And then, it's funny, because Dad told a story once. Do you remember the Mongolian Stomper?
Yeah.
Dad trained him to wrestle, but he was in a bunch of movies. He was in the Steven Seagal movies. He's in The Mask, too. He's one of the goons in The Mask.
Wasn't he in, like, Scorpion King?
I think so. He's in a bunch of movies. You've seen him in movies, and if you see him, you'll know who he is. He's just a big...
But he's not in anything anymore, right?
No, not in years.
Oh, yeah, he was in The Mask.
Yeah, he's just a giant guy with fucking...
He's a goon, yeah.
Oh, you know, his son is the fucking kid from... The kid that played Conan. He played... Not Jason Momoa. Obviously not Jason Momoa.
Young Conan?
Yeah, he played Young Conan. Oh, he's also in the Disney...
I barely remember that movie.
But anyway, he was doing that Steven Seagal movie, and Steven Seagal kicked him and broke his ribs. And then Steven Seagal said, well, you're a wrestler. You're supposed to be able to take that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Triple H said that Steven Seagal did some shit, like in an interview with him. And
Wesley Snipes or Stevenson?
Huh?
Wesley Snipes or Stevenson?
No, Wesley Snipes did something to his to Triple H.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, I was telling one story to tell this other story.
Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
So Steven Seagal kicked Mongolian Stomper in the ribs, broke his ribs. Mm-hmm. Then told him, you're a wrestler, you should be able to take that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And then so on Howard Stern, Triple H was doing the tour for Blade. And he says that when he was, like, during a fight scene with Wesley Snipes, that he kicked the shit out of him, like, almost knocked him out. That he, like, they had to stop, like, he had, like, legit had to stop and to kick the shit out of him. And Wesley Snipes said the same thing. He was like, aren't you a wrestler? Can't you handle that kind of stuff? I was like, well, yeah, if you're ready for it, like, just gonna kick me in the fucking face out of nowhere. But, like, a lot of people, like, the stuntmans, like, his stunt team would always say that, like, he was always, like, during the fight scenes, he'd always do shit like that.
He'd always actually hit
you. Yeah, he wouldn't pull the punches, he would just throw. And you just had to be used to it. Like the people that stayed with him used to just...
deal with it?
Yeah. People are finally playing Avengers now that it's free.
Is it free?
It's free to play now, yeah.
You bought it? Or did Brian buy it?
Brian bought it. That motherfucker, he went in...
How long has it been? A whole year?
Yeah. He bought Cyberpunk. He messaged me, oh man, Cyberpunk's pretty fun. And I was like, yeah, I told you it was okay. I go, did you download it from my profile? He goes, no, I bought it.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
You motherfucker. Well, I mean, I can't get... You know what? I'm just going to keep playing his games. And then...
It is what it is.
But he can keep playing his games.
Yeah. I'm just not going to feel guilty about it. Because I was feeling... Because there was like a string of... Like, well, I hadn't bought any games in a while. And then it's like... But now, like... I was feeling a bit guilty. It's like, fuck, I haven't bought any games in a while. And he's bought, like six. So it's like...
I don't think you've bought a game in, like, fucking 5 years.
Me? I buy games all the time. I buy games every day.
Last game you bought was Death Stranding.
Was, fucking Goat Simulator.
Cyberpunk was a game like that. MCU is going to be recasting Shuri.
Oh, good. I don't really care for the previous...
Yeah. I liked her in the first movie, but Shuri, Black Panther's sister.
Because that's going to be the new Black Panther, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Or she is.
She's going to take over the mantle. Yeah, that's so the rumor. Gonna she's going to take over the mantle.
And that girl's too scrawny, probably.
Because they're replacing her after her comments.
Oh, what were her comments?
Let's see here.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that from, like, a long time ago?
It was from a while ago, but I guess she's still...
What did she say?
She keeps, like, she's being transphobic, anti-vax, and, like, she's just posting videos, and, like, she's insane, basically.
Insane?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Well, what is she actually saying?
I don't have it here.
She's on, like, QAnon or what?
Oh, and she's actually deleted her Twitter account.
Deleted the Twitter.
She deleted her Twitter account.
She deleted her twiddle.
That's the name of the episode.
Her twiddler.
Let's see what else I got here. Did we talk about The Rock not returning for any more Fast and the Furious movies?
Yeah,
we did.
I think we grazed over it. Yeah.
After the beef with him and Vin Diesel, he's like, I'm up.
Oh, he had beef with Vin Diesel? Yeah. I didn't know he had beef with Vin Diesel.
I guess
everybody did. He had beef with Vin Diesel.
Well, I was not in the loop.
Goddamn, The Rock's almost 50 years old. He's 49 years old. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah.
Not an ounce of steroids.
Clean.
Let me see here. Damn, Vin Diesel's 54. Shit.
Not an ounce of steroids.
Absolutely not. Or Botox.
But the Rock, or not sorry, the John Cena was saying that after the issues with The Rock, that when he came on set, they were all kind of wary of him. They didn't want to, like, talk to him or, like, get close to him. Because they were like, oh, this guy's just going to come in like The Rock. He's another fucking wrestler. But John Cena's a pussy, so. He's still getting shit over all that, the apologizing to China.
Who?
John Cena.
He apologized to China?
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know what he said to offend China, but he said something about...
He basically... All he did was just acknowledge Hong Kong as a country.
Oh, that's what it, that's what he did?
Yeah.
But that was Taiwan.
No, Hong Kong.
It was Hong Kong?
And Hong Kong.
And then China got mad. And so he apologized to China.
Sorry, China.
Well, I don't think it's so much that China got mad, but it's like...
Yeah, they were
if mad. You... China only allows X amount of movies from the U.S. to come in. And if you're not picked as one of those movies, then you get a... You're missing out on fucking billions of dollars.
Yeah, billions of dollars.
So, I'm assuming the...
Yeah, the studio's
probably Warner Brothers or whatever fucking thing it is.
I think it's Universal for the Fast and Furious movies, yeah.
Yeah, Universal.
I didn't know he speaks Mandarin, though.
I think he learned that. I forgot what they said he learned that for.
Have you actually watched the apology?
I think I think someone said Vince McMahon made him learn Mandarin.
I think you're
for
right.
For the Chinese audience in WWE.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of his apology?
I don't want to see it.
You just gotta hear
it. Nah, it's old. It's been like 3 months since the apology.
But it's just weird hearing him speak Mandarin. Because like it's that he's still got the long hair.
Yeah.
Like so like it looks weird. Flowing.
His plugs or his weave that he has.
Yeah,
in. The fucking. There ain't no real hair. It doesn't even look real.
100% natural. No steroids. No hair plugs.
Yeah. No Botox.
No Botox.
All right, so this is the big story that I want to talk about. So abandon.
Abandoned.
They shared this image. Let me turn my brightness up so you can see this.
Abandon.
It's a blurry image of a face.
Looks like
a snake.
Yeah, it does look like.
Snake. It has
look like a guy with an eye patch. I'm not gonna say it looks
super
like snake.
Blurry, dude. It's
yeah, it is super fucking blurry. My fucking screen's dirty.
But it looks skin toned, and it's like it's like a silhouette of a face.
And then you can clearly see the strap of the eye patch.
Yeah, and there's like a black line going over, and then like a blotch over where an eye would be, and then another strap.
I thought they were saying abandoned was Silent Hill.
And even if you look at like the way this is right here, like there's like some white text or something. So like it looks like
maybe that's why it's called Abandoned. Because Metal Gear Solid is an abandoned series.
Yep, Metal Gear 5 was abandoned.
Because things.
It's on the wrong eye, you know, first of all. Oh, right?
Your scars are... That's so a great costume, eye. But your scar's on the wrong side.
Yeah, it is. Is it supposed to be another eye?
I don't know.
I think so. Pretty sure.
This is looking in a mirror, okay?
Yeah, exactly. It's a real-time experience. But so this is what they're... So this starts the rumors right now. Because the rumors have been that it's Kojima working on something. Then it's Kojima working on Silent Hill. Now it's like, okay, well, that's clearly Big Boss. So it's a Metal Gear game.
I don't think it's clearly Big Boss. It could very much just be a guy with an eye patch.
Yeah.
Unrelated to Big Boss or Metal Gear at all, but...
So what's up with people in this game?
I don't know. But
it's just so weird. It's just the... Everything about it is very weird and sketchy. Where, like, it does seem like some type of PR that Kojima would do.
Yeah, it's very, very surreal.
So it's like, is this company, like, emulating what Kojima would do in order to get the buzz going? Or is it fucking Kojima?
I mean, because if they are, they're fucking brilliant the way they're doing it. They're doing it perfectly, like...
Abandon.
Yeah, but the patch is on the wrong side here. So here's Snake.
Like I said, he's looking in a mirror.
He's looking in a mirror.
It's
I
a
agree.
Reflection.
Yep. They had to put it on the wrong side because it's not really Metal Gear. It's just Kojima's new Metal Gear like game.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking, what do we call it? Brass Sprocket?
I think so, yeah.
It's not Metal Gear. It's Brass Sprockets.
It's Gash's Bearing.
Yes, just
oh shit. But yeah, I'm curious.
Plastic spring.
I'm trying to think of one now. Like, oh.
Liquid clutch.
Liquid clutch. But yeah, I'm curious about it now. I mean, I've been curious about it since they've been talking about it, but...
Aluminum bolt.
Aluminum bolt. Stainless steel lug nut.
Too long. Too many words.
Too long.
Nickel screw.
Nickel screw.
Nickel screw gas.
Kenna has been delayed.
Again?
Again. Till September.
Hmm. Damn, son.
Yeah.
Wait, what again?
Wasn't it supposed Kenna? To come out like next
oh,
month?
Oh, damn it. Yeah, it was supposed to come out in August.
Yeah.
Fuck. To when?
They just said September. They did their own. Their own
oh, to book. September?
Yeah.
So a month.
That's why. But why? Because the game's just not where we want it to be right now.
The scar on your lion really came out pretty...
At the pool, because it turned white.
The pool. I guess showing a lot.
Because my skin's all dry from the pool.
Oh shit, wait, I have some more abandoned news. Oh, apparently, this Russian tweet right here...
It's a Russian Kojima, fuck.
Apparently, this guy is saying that it's actually a Konami game. And so he has a track history of leaking confidential information.
Where are his credentials?
He was one of the people that first leaked the PC ports of Horizon Dawn and Horizon Zero Dawn and Death Stranding.
Is he with the Lalilulelo?
I think he might be. And he's saying, he says, abandoned may be Metal Gear 6. That is what Konami is working on. I've known this for a long time. Apparently someone decided to imitate Kojima's marketing.
I don't think it's Metal Gear 6.
If it's Metal Gear 6 without Kojima, though, it's not Metal Gear.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested in it.
Unless they just blew it out of the water. And so he's just like,
I know, right? Imagine it's like just the best thing ever.
I don't know. Like that last game, you clearly see where...
Yeah, you can tell where Kojima left.
Where he was like, right, yeah. Well,
right, but if they had, like, the gameplay level of 5 and just, like, a kind of watered-down story that was just kind of cohesive, I'd probably play it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
If it played as good.
I want a remake.
As good as 5.
Just make a remake.
Yeah, they need to remake.
I mean, after 4, it felt wrapped up.
I agree.
You know, and then they're just doing prequels anyway, so
yeah.
It's like, there's really no juice left to squeeze. So just
like,
start over.
Really, what they
already got everything written. Just do it exactly how it was.
Well, if they do Metal Gear 6 and they do it on the continue, like what they're doing now, it would go, so 5 would lead into the NES games. And then if they just did 3D remakes of those ones, and then that would lead back into Metal Gear Solid.
Everybody wants 3D remakes. Of
yeah,
Metal
and then
games.
On the PS7, they'll remake Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yep. Exactly.
It's simple.
Yeah, 4 is by far the best game. I love the little things that they do. Like in Metal Gear Solid, the first one, after the torture chamber, how they tell you to she offers you a massage and she tells you, put the controller on your arm. And then you put it and like, it starts to vibrate. So it's like, because you're all sore from fucking hitting the square button so you don't die.
That's funny.
But there's a lot of things like that. And then in Metal Gear 4, the one I always go to, I think I'm sure I brought it up on the show before, is the when you have to crawl through the microwaves. You have to just keep fucking pushing the button faster and faster. And by the time, like, and like, every time you think it's finally, fuck, I'm finally through this fucking hallway. And like, you know, like the thing pops up again for you to keep fucking tapping.
And by the time, he's going to take over. Nope.
Keep tabbing. And by the time you get to it, you're so exhausted. Like, you're just fucking burnt from fucking... It's like 10 minutes of just fucking tapping square.
It's not 10 minutes. It feels like 10 minutes.
It feels like 10 minutes. And then so then that final battle, it's Snake and Liquid on the top of the tower, and they're just... like, they're just both exhausted throwing punches at each other. Like, and like, you feel that shit. You feel fucking exhausted in that moment.
I feel a lot of games had that ending after that. after Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Games that came out and had that ending.
Yeah, that just exhausted battle between the final two guys.
Death Stranding was...
Bug. Black Panther 2 leak reveals the fate of Chadwick Boseman's T'Challa. It's been deleted now, but there's set footage that shows a body.
T'Challa?
Of T'Challa that looks like the throne room. Oh, that's not it. That's the fucking Titanic. I was like, is that it? No. So it looks like they're... Let's see if you can see it still. This is behind the scenes in the throne room. And it looks like they're like, they're... They have his body. He's being laid to rest. So he died. They're not showing, obviously.
Is he in the suit?
Yeah, he's in the suit. So they're going to bury him in the suit. Because they don't want to CGI Chadwick Boseman. Yeah. They don't want to recast it, so they're just going to put a suit.
And super suit. I thought it was a spider.
You're going to bury him in a super suit?
It was on my foot.
That was a... Dude, I had a Black Widow on my leg earlier today.
Oh, really?
I went to get something out of the garage, and I came back in. And, like, I felt something fall and hit my calf. I turned around, and I didn't see anything. I was like, what the fuck? So I kept walking. And I felt it again. I looked down. And it was a fucking Black Widow clone. I stomped the shit out of it.
How is it? It smells good.
Let's see what else I got. What else?
Let's just take a hot dog break.
Is it Shang-Chi trailer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. I know, but we can take a break. And then...
Alright.
Let's take a break.
And we're back.
We're back.
Oh, yeah. We're back.
Full of hot dogs.
LA dogs.
Dodger dog.
In LA. The only way to have an LA dog.
Think they said LA dogs like out of New York?
No.
Or in Kentucky?
Probably at some places. But it's not.
Or in Nevada?
No, but like a lot of places, like so, like Chicago, they have like they have the Chicago dogs.
Yeah.
And then they have the Coney dogs.
Or do they sell LA dogs in Orange County?
They do.
Yeah, they do. I bought
them. Yeah. But they call them street dogs. Oh, they're not LA dogs. They're street dogs.
See? They're not
street dogs.
R. Kelly dogs.
Did you say R. Kelly dogs?
Yeah, R. Kelly dogs. I did say I said or Kelly. Or Kelly dogs. But yeah.
R. Kelly dogs.
So R. Kelly
dogs. It's R. Kelly dogs.
That dog tastes like piss. It
tastes like piss and semen.
Yeah. Instead of ketchup and mustard, it's piss and semen.
Did I ever tell you about the time me and Brian were... I forgot. We were playing NBA 2K. And we were playing... It was a classic Lakers. I was playing classic Lakers. He was playing classic Bulls. We were talking about how Magic Johnson owns everything. It was like... So we started talking about the Magic Johnson movie theaters. And it was like, what the fuck? Why does Magic Johnson own movie theaters? And I don't remember which one of us did the voice. I think it was me, but it was like... Or we kept going back and forth. It's like Magic Johnson Theaters. At Magic Johnson Theaters, I personally rub the tip of my penis on every hot dog we sell.
That's right. You all have HIV right now.
Brian was the one that finished it off with Magic Johnson Theaters. Come and taste my dick.
You still on the show, didn't you?
I don't know if I did. No, we might have done another show. I thought it we
sounds
doing,
like something you guys did on the first episode.
It might have been something we did on the first episode. I don't remember if we were playing or not. But I remember we were just dying. Magic Johnson Theaters. Come and taste my dick. R. Kelly hot dogs. I'm going to piss on you.
Come and get this piss.
Oh, shit. What were we saying before?
We got any more toy picks? We weren't talking about.
I got some
anything.
Tacos.
Yeah, weren't we still on Abandoned?
Abandon. Yeah, but no. So that's all I got on Abandoned now.
Yeah.
But, there's more coming out about this Blizzard lawsuit.
Blizzard.
Oh, that's right. Well, I mean, what else is there?
So this is a.
What else could there be?
So she was a cybersecurity.
Uh-huh.
She's basically a hacker. She gets paid to break into people's websites and get it, try to, like, you know, find weaknesses. Find weaknesses.
And tell them, bulk up this.
So this happened in 2015 at a conference in Vegas where Blizzard was recruiting.
Blizzard.
So she went in there, and so she says right off the bat, though, she was wearing a shirt that said, it was made by a company she was working, they call it, that said, penetration expert on it. So meaning they like it's a they call it a, they call it pen testing or penetration testing. It's how deep into your website can I get just from the outside. And so her shirt said penetration
expert. That's hilarious.
And it turned into one of them asked them, when was the last time I was personally penetrated? If I like being penetrated, how often I got penetrated. So like it just turned into just dick jokes basically.
Yeah.
And so she went, sat down with them. They started talking about penetrating her, and she was like, "All right, I'm just gonna take the free shit and leave now." So she took all the, you know, when you stop at the booth, they give you just free shit, pens and shit, and she took her free shit and just left.
They just gave her a swag bag.
They gave her a swag bag. It's like,
sorry for the sexual assault. Here's a swag bag.
Here's a swag bag. And apparently it's just they used
bad flirting.
They used to make jokes about the Blizzard. They're like when their hotel room and their suites that they would get, they would call it the Bill Cosby suite.
Who?
The Blizzard, like amongst themselves, they would call their whatever room they were in, they would call it the Bill Cosby suite.
Uh huh.
So meaning they were trying to get girls up there and get them to sleep, I guess.
Get them to sleep.
Or by any means necessary.
But yeah, it's just a lot of more stories like that are coming out. It's just all the shit.
More details on the story.
Yeah, I do feel like a lot of this stuff is out of context. It's just kind of like,
I don't know. I mean, that story about the penetration, like, okay, that's clearly like,
because like the Bill Cosby, because like the penetration thing is like a joke that we would make. I don't know if we would like,
yeah,
but you wouldn't
drill it to death like,
yeah, you wouldn't drill it to death, but like
a bad joke.
Yeah, but you also wouldn't make it in a professional. Well, I mean. That's the thing about the gaming industry, though. It's not... like, it's a professional industry, but it's not very professional. It's not that uptight, stuffy culture. But it's like, you wouldn't also... But you wouldn't make that joke in a professional setting. You should... You, like... Okay, so...
It depends where it was at. What kind of expo was it?
I don't know. Like, why would you wear a shirt that says penetration expert?
That's a good point, too.
Is that professional?
That's not very professional.
I feel like...
It's the company.
Is that the name of the company?
No, that wasn't the name of the company, but that it was a shirt made.
But that's the name of the position.
Yeah.
Right?
She was a penetration
but
expert.
Well, who in the right mind would think of it like, yeah, let's just call this the penetration expert.
Oh, and the other thing they kept asking her too was like, oh, are you here with your boyfriend? Like they kept making it seem like, you know, like, oh, you're not part of this. You're just here with somebody. Did he give you that shirt? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, because you're a girl, you're not.
She doesn't penetrate.
Yeah.
She gets penetrated.
She gets penetrated.
Why is that?
But we don't know. We don't know her life. So what if she penetrates?
I know, right? You hear it? Just...
It's a plane.
Sounds like a Tesla, but it's like loud.
Yeah, I thought, but at first it sounded like when the Tesla backs up.
It's the plane of Teslas. It's the Tesla of planes.
That's one thing, like, with the Tesla. Like, people, they'll put it in reverse and they'll just sit there. And so it's still just going. And you're sitting watching them. They're just like, they're not moving. They're just in there. It's like, fuck, just. Put it in park.
I've never noticed.
It's only the newer ones that do that. HBO Max.
Hobo Max.
Is going to be releasing 10 Warner Brothers films straight to streaming in 2022.
Swiss Wide Squad?
Yes.
Swiss Wide Squad?
Straight
to streaming?
Yeah.
No theatrical release?
Hybrid. So theatrical and streaming.
But are they going to charge $30 to watch it too?
No, I don't think so. It doesn't say that.
Mortal Kombat didn't.
No.
Suicide Squad? That's a good one to release like that.
Yeah.
It's been getting some high praise.
Yeah, it has been. They're saying it's almost a perfect recreation of the comic book, which is pretty high praise. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
You've been looking forward to see it.
I've been looking forward to it. I still laugh at that fucking joke with John Cena about if this beach was covered in penises.
That was on Suicide Squad?
Yeah. I don't know if it's. I don't know if I'm gonna let Jasmine want to watch that one. She watched the first one. I mean, that one didn't really have anything too bad. This one seems a little. I don't think it's gonna be that bad. I mean, I don't think it's gonna be that bad either. But I think it's gonna have its moments.
Where's it rated?
I think it's rated R. Okay. I'm like 95% sure. Let me see. The Suicide Squad.
Sheesh.
It is. Why don't I can.
Oh no.
Rating.
Rating?
Rated R, yeah.
What?
Suicide Squad, yeah.
For excessive use of titties.
Swiss wide.
What did you think of that last Rick and Morty episode here?
I liked it.
I haven't seen.
The last few episodes have been reminding me of like fucking Family Guy and shit. So.
Yeah, they are kind of lowbrow. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, well,
especially like the semen episode. Like, I could have done without that one.
I think, but the
last one was good. What was the last one? I can't remember. It was what happened?
Dan Harmon. He was saying about the I haven't seen it, but the one you were just talking about. He says that one. He goes, yeah, we went. Like, it was pretty lowbrow. Like, it was. Low hanging fruit.
And they're having voices. They're having voices now from, like, Family Guy and shit.
Are they really? Yeah. Are they doing flashbacks now?
No.
No, they they haven't done any cutoffs like yet. I guess maybe the episodes haven't been that good because I can't remember this last episode now.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to.
Remember. The last one I remember is the Planetina one.
Yeah.
The Captain Planet girl.
That was a
there
good
was
one.
Two more since then, I think.
Was it?
Planetina was the same as the semen one? No.
Planetina was the last one I saw.
Was the semen one before that one?
Maybe it was after. And that would be the last one I see.
What was the last
one? Oh, it was the turkeys.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a good one, yeah.
That was pretty funny, actually. But yeah, it's still kind of Family Guy-ish.
Do they have the new episodes on Hobo Max? No, huh?
Huh?
The new episodes?
No.
Rick and Morty? No. Adults. Hulu.
Hulu?
Are they on Hulu?
I think so.
I haven't been able to watch them.
I thought they were. Maybe they maybe.
I'm watching them on Adult Swim app.
Anyways, Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty? Yeah, the turkey one was pretty funny. But
yeah, they only have up to season 4.
Oh.
So they don't have any of the new ones. What is this? Oh yeah, Warner Brothers. Okay, we talked about that.
If you see the cops, Warner Brother.
Oh, the Witcher mobile game. I've been playing that shit. A lot of people are giving it negative reviews.
It's not Pokemon Go.
Well, no, because like the missions are kind of cool, but
dude,
it's like
no one wants to play multiple games of a game like Pokemon Go. If they're playing Pokemon Go,
yeah, you're not gonna play.
You're not gonna play other shit.
But like this one's cool. But like the missions are like. I don't know if they're just not good at picking up the area, because it's like, okay, so right now I'm tracking down a griffin, and like, so you can like, so you like, where were we at when I was playing it? Remember? It was.
Oh, we were at Sage.
Okay, yeah, in Whittier. And so when I was trying to
Sage,
it wanted me to walk down the street to find out where this griffin was.
Uh-huh.
So then like, when I got home,
yeah, this game sucks.
It still wanted me to go back to Whittier. Or like where I started the mission.
Yeah.
And so but like it let me relocate it, but it still puts it like a mile away.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, so you get a quest and then it makes you want to walk.
Like I'm like not gonna
you
walk
from
this
here
fucking...
you gotta walk all down to fucking Stimson Park.
Yeah,
it's yeah. Track down the part of it.
Yeah.
Part of the game is the walk.
Yeah, it's like I'm not gonna fuck. But see like well Pokemon Go
does
you can kind of
at least a cool like place to see.
No.
Like so what I read
like Pokemon Go has like, you know, like, oh, look at here's the clock, the La Habra clock tower.
Yeah, well, no, this
you
know, one
like,
has that.
The clock tower is pretty whack, but it's still, I guess, a landmark.
Yeah.
And then they have other actual cool ones.
This one has something similar, but they're, but no, like, so, like, for the mission, it took me, like, behind a warehouse. I'm like, no. And the thing is, like, with Pokemon Go, like, I can play.
Behind a warehouse?
Yeah. But, like, with Pokemon Go, like, it's not going to make me go to a specific.
Go down
place.
This dark alley.
Yeah. Like, I'm walking in this direction. I can walk and catch Pokemon in this direction all fucking day. I can finish my missions going where I'm going to go. The Witcher wants me to go somewhere. I'm like, I'm going this way. Specific. I gotta fucking chase a griffin this fucking way. I'm not going that way. I'm not catching this fucking griffin.
Then don't play the game. You only gotta play the game if you have, if you're like, I'm gonna go for a walk.
Yeah.
Right? I'm gonna go for a walk. Let me see what I got to do on my Witcher thing.
Where am I walking?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I feel like it feels.
But
like,
it should take you to like a landmark or something. Like
a, yeah, it shouldn't take me to a local behind landmark. A warehouse.
Yeah.
It just takes you anywhere within a mile.
Yeah, it, yeah, it just takes where. You. Like, here, let me see. Let me see. I'll relocate where my
backyard.
Oh, and that was the thing too. So I relocated it, and then like it. So it took me, and I caught like I got, and it wasn't even the griffin. It was like clues to where the griffin was gonna like. Oh, here's a horse head and some feathers. So,
it's another mile this way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
Well, now you're one step closer.
I mean, I get because that's what they do in the game. Like, where they, you know, when you get the when you use your Witcher vision to follow the footsteps and shit.
Yeah.
So I get what they're trying to do. It's just like, like annoying. That
it's too forced. It's too.
Yeah, like I'm going.
Too much on rails. You don't get to choose what you want to do.
I wonder what like playing Pokemon Go in Tokyo.
Shit's probably wild. I hear like it's just like found people just fucking flocking to an area if they find out like
there's a squirrel.
There's like a legendary Pokemon raid or some shit in this area or something.
Where is my damn, there it is, journal. Okay, it's just on relocate.
Well, at least back in the day, I don't know if now.
It's still hype like that.
Yeah, it's still hype.
You gotta have the app just to know where the crowds are gonna be to avoid them.
Yeah, see, so it still wants me, it just wants me to go down the street this way, but it won't let me know. It won't let me zoom out to see how far now.
You have to go into the canyons.
Yeah.
Rappel down into the canyon.
Yeah, the Witcher game's whack. The phone game's whack.
Yeah.
The Witcher would be able to do that, no problem. I'm over there, rappel down the canyon.
Speaking of which, when's season 2 of Witcher coming out?
December.
December?
December.
Hell yeah.
Why are you be throwing shit?
Because you fucking.
Because you're talking about this fucking Witcher game. It's fucking piece of shit.
Remember these things?
When we should be talking about Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, suing Disney.
Suing Disney.
You remember these things? Where you go like this? And you go like this?
No, I've never seen that.
I've never done
it. You never done that. I tried to hit me, but I didn't.
It's amazing.
So Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney. Disney's very upset about it, apparently. Let me see here. Let me find hers. She's filed a lawsuit against Disney, alleging the company releasing the movie on Disney Plus streaming service at the same time it did so theatrically was a breach of her contract. She was guaranteed a certain amount of money as well. You son of a bitch. She hit me in the knee.
Got him.
Are you reading something?
I'm trying to... No, so she was... They offered to renegotiate and give her $50 million.
And give her 50?
Yeah. So she got 30, and then she was supposed to make a percentage of the theatrical release. But then they released it on Disney Plus at the same time, which she claims is a breach of her contract. So they're like, well, look it, we'll give you an extra fucking $20 million. Like, get out of here with that bullshit. And she's like, nah.
That's fucked up. Just take the 20 minutes.
Take the That's 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I guess she feels she would get more money if it were a theatrical only.
Yeah.
Don't be crazy, girl.
And he's saying, and Kevin Feige's come out and like, nope.
I don't feel like anybody.
But Kevin Feige's been on Scarlett's side, right?
Yeah, he has. But he doesn't agree with that she would have made more money.
I don't feel like anybody goes to see a movie because Scarlett Johansson's in it.
Yeah, I did go to... Yeah, it could be literally anybody. Like, Scarlett Johansson could not be in that movie.
Yeah.
And they could call it Black Widow, and it's just about this new Black Widow. Like, yeah, a new Black Widow chick.
Yeah, it could have been about the sister. But yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know, I feel like
she's good and all, but...
Yeah, she's great in it. And...
She's no fucking...
She's grown into the character.
She's no Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, she's definitely not the leading character in in the MCU.
There's
no Robert Downey Jr.
gems, though. There's very rare of those people who are like, they make this like movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to Robert even Downey think Jr.
Yeah.
Like no, Robert Chris Downey Jr. Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Like Chris Hemsworth, I don't think they need him. They could have had anybody. guy with an accent.
No, but I think at this point he's so solidified.
Yeah, I feel like yeah. At this point, I don't know. But see, like even
at this point, I guess. But
yeah. But like, even with this movie, they're basically like okay, because Scarlett Johansson's dead in the MCU.
Yeah.
So this Black Widow movie was basically recasting her character. So there's a new Black Widow in the MCU now.
There's a new Black Widow in town.
It's her sister's bad. A new Black
Widow.
Yeah,
her sister's basically the Black Widow. Bad. She's a way better actor than her, though.
Is she gonna be the best?
She stole the whole. She stole the whole movie.
Is she gonna be the bad version?
Probably until the Hawkeye series.
Are they gonna bring Punisher back and cast?
Punisher, big Punisher.
They should. Who would play the Punisher now?
Somebody bigger than
John Cena.
John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena.
I think I was gonna make like laugh at it, but no, I think he would do a good job of it. Who else could play the Punisher?
The Rock.
Nah, he's too dark.
Punisher. He's like an Italian guy.
Yeah.
An Italian guy. Shia LaBeouf.
Nah.
No, he was supposed to be Moon Knight until he fucked that all up.
How did he fuck it up?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he fucked it up somehow. I remember.
Oh, what's her name?
Homegirl. Oh, because it was Me Too's?
FKA Twigs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck a Twig.
Fuck a Twig. Yeah, that's what it was.
He fucking was being a bad boyfriend. So he got canceled.
Who? Did we talk about who? They were trying to cancel somebody, and we're like, oh, have you heard they're trying to cancel Eminem?
For what?
For his old fucking songs?
We're talking about how much he hates gay people.
But yeah. I guess there's like, I don't know how it got fucking. But apparently, a bunch of millennials, not millennials.
Billennials.
What are they called?
Zillennials.
Zillennials.
Zoomers.
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 The new kids, the younger kids, they heard some of his old lyrics on like about killing his
baby mama,
and hating his mom, and
Zoomers
all this bullshit.
And boomers.
And they're like, this is violent against women, and like they're like, it's like this shit came out in the fucking like 2000s. It's old. Like fuck off. You can't go back and it's like the people getting pissed off at Dumbo.
They canceled the fucking what's it called? Maybe it's cold outside for the same shit.
Yeah, but it's like going back and like getting.
You can't have a villain in a. You can't have a villain in anything. You can't have a villain that does bad things.
Apparently not.
Like that's the point of it. It's bad things. He's talking about bad things. They're bad things.
Yeah.
Like that's the whole point of the art. It's not like promoting it.
But yeah, this is clearly an evil. Like you don't do this kind of shit.
He's not saying you don't do it. He's just being a bad.
Yeah.
He's acting like a bad person.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But like yeah, in a way that it's clearly
he's acting
bad.
Crazy, and he's being crazy. He's acting crazy. That's exactly. The whole gimmick.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Exactly. But yeah, so they want to.
He's crazy.
Wanna...
He's got a little dick.
But yeah, they want to cancel Eminem now. And it's like, you can't, like. And that's the thing, too, is like, it's not like he came out and said this shit, like. He didn't tweedle it.
What about DMX?
What about DMX? DMX is dead. You can't cancel dead people.
Yeah, you can. They canceled the baby. It's cold outside.
Yeah, but, I mean, they didn't cancel.
Why don't they cancel Elvis for fucking. Raping little kids.
What the fuck?
But yeah. Or they're trying to cancel John Lennon for no, I'm saying, but John Lennon beating Yoko Ono.
Yoko, yeah.
What point do you stop with the canceling?
Yeah.
Can we not enjoy anything?
We can't. It's dumb.
Can't
I think
enjoy anything.
The whole cancel culture is bullshit.
You can't
anyway.
Even enjoy fucking bacon because they very inhumanely treat factory farm animals.
I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Bacon is delicious. I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah.
I remember. I told. I don't know if I told you guys that story. I had a friend of mine. She was trying to get me to go vegetarian or vegan or whatever she wanted. And she said, oh, go check out this website, meat.org. First of all, I did not want to go to it because I didn't trust it. It was like meat.org. It's like,
it's
nah,
meat
I'm not
spin.
Fucking going
Hit
to
you with the meat spin.
I'm not going to meat.org. It's just a dick.
Hit you with that blue waffle.
But no, like all it was like it was a video. It's like cows being pushed over by forklifts and shit. They're all bloated and like they can't walk, and like they're hitting them with the forklifts and making them roll, and like it's fucked up. Like it sucked to watch, but I knew like, and I was like, oh man, that does suck. I feel bad for those animals. I'm glad they're not in pain anymore, and I'm eating them. And she now like,
how do I mean, you some cows they treat good. They have a great life until they fucking get shot in the head. And,
yeah.
That's fine. That's better than how they would have died in the wild.
Yeah. But she tried, like, oh, and I said it to be a dick, and I clearly said it to be a dick. Because her thing was like, oh, how do you feel after watching that? And I said, hungry. And I mean, it was clearly, I said it to be a dick, and it was just, because it was one of those things, it was like, you're being a dick by trying to make me not want to eat.
You guys haven't talked since.
We haven't, actually. This was back in, like, that was still in college. Hmm. It was like, trying to make me not eat meat, bitch.
Meat is murder.
Bitch, I'm a meatitarian.
What is that other one? Silence is violence. Silence is violence.
It's not. It's quite the opposite.
Did you see that fucking, the Ghetto Heisman post that I put on the TRPS page?
Yeah.
This dude, like, he's getting chased by the cops and he's just fucking Bo Jackson fucking.
Stupid and duping, ducking and dodging. Have you seen that one where the guy's just jumping over fucking fences? Like he jumps over.
Oh yeah, but I saw that when they
put the Mario set of things. That shit was funny as fuck.
Let's see what else I got. Naughty Dog is rumored to be working on a couple games. They're gonna be doing an Uncharted PC port.
Uncharted.
They're doing some Last of Us 2 Abby DLC. They're still bringing Last of Us multiplayer apparently. Bless you. Bless you again. They're working on an untitled game that all we know is the code name of it. It's called Stray's Cross.
Abandon,
yeah. And that's a PS5 only game. Whatever Stray's Cross is. Let me see here. Nathan Fillion reveals his one regret about the Tom Holland movie.
Tom Holland movie? You're talking about the Uncharted movie?
Uncharted. He says his one regret is that we had to wait so very long for someone to do something we can actually see Uncharted stuff. Other than that, I think all my boxes have been checked. So, like, if they would have done it sooner, he could have been
Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
In the fucking
Nathan Fillion.
Who's Nathan Fillion?
The guy who looks literally like Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, that voice actor?
Yeah.
No. The voice actor
is Nolan North. But yeah, he's the one guy that, like, yeah, like Nathan Drake is basically Nathan Fillion.
Dylan McDermott.
Let me see what else I got. No! Don't close. No! What the fuck? I just closed all my stories.
You son of a bitch.
I ain't got nothing else left. I got nothing.
You got literally nothing?
So Sony still hasn't commented on the August games, but they're like, that's more than likely. Those are the games we're getting.
What? August games? Yeah, they announced it.
Did they announce it?
Yeah, it's on the story. If you don't like fucking Plants vs. Zombies.
That's. Fucking, I so mad. Like, and see what pisses me off though is like, so the thing about it is, you can't just cancel your PlayStation Plus. Like, I don't want
you need these internet.
You need it. You need it to fucking be able to play online.
You need it.
So it's like, I can't protest and cancel my goddamn PlayStation Plus because I don't want these shitty fucking games.
Look at the Hummingbird. I don't even play online anymore. Jello does. Jello just plays Dragon Ball.
I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty again.
I play Cursed. Again.
Have you been playing Cursed? I haven't seen.
I haven't played games that much.
The last couple weeks, I haven't really had a chance to play. Jasmine's been playing fucking Bugsnax again. She wants to beat it again.
Again.
Yeah, I just been playing Final Fantasy VII. And then Call of Duty, switching off between those two.
I got frustrated with Final Fantasy VII, so I stopped playing it.
Why?
I forget why. It was a mission. I could not beat this fucking... It was an enemy that kept replicating. Like, it would do, like, this dance, and if you hit it while you would do the while it was doing the dance, it would replicate another one. And so now you have two of them, and, I just got to the point where, like, it was literally... I was fighting them for a fucking hour, and their health had dropped, like, that much. Uh-huh. And so I was just like, I'm done with this part. It's a side mission that I was doing, but it just frustrated me so much.
I don't remember.
It's when you're looking for the lost chocobos.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
And it just frustrated me to the point where I was like, I'm done. And Scarlet Nexus, I got bored of. It just, like, it was good, but then it just kind of like, the combat's really fun. The combat's really good, but the rest of the game is just like, eh. I feel like it's too... I don't know. I feel like it's like forcing... Like, it doesn't force you to watch the anime, but it's so... Like, you're only getting half the story. You have to watch the anime for the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that is odd that they would do that.
Which one?
Scarlet Nexus.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's almost like, so, like, you watch the anime, then you play the game, and it's like, okay, so I know... Now I know what this is. Or I know, like, the first episode, they talk about the backstory of each character individually. And in the game, it's like, you're basically, okay, like... These people I'll meet, and they're in your squad. You know them.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was like, okay. And so, like, I was like, okay, I figure, okay, I'll play. I'll team up with each one individually, and they'll tell me their backstory as we. Like, nope, no backstory. No, just you know these people, and they're in your squad. And then you watch the anime, and it's like, oh, okay, so that makes sense because this leaves off where this is. And All right, I get it. Like,
next game, I'd probably get is Tales of Arise.
Which one is that one?
It kind of looks like Final Fantasy, like gameplay wise.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that one.
But
yeah.
Like, you have like 8 characters.
Yeah.
You can kind of swap in and out.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed the combat of Scarlet Nexus. That was really cool, especially because like you had your different teammates and you can borrow their power. So like you had the psionic where you would throw shit, but then like you had a flame, pyromancer, and you could like all your attacks would be fire based. Or one guy, he had armor, like he was defensive, and so you could like you wouldn't take damage, but you would lose your like, because everything had a time connection. Mm-hmm. So if you connected with your teammate, you had so long until it ran out. But with the defensive guys, instead of like it added an extra health bar basically. Mm-hmm. So instead of running out of time, you would just every time you got hit, that would get shorter until you broke the connection. There was a psychic. They some enemies throw fog. Uh-huh. And she can see through the fog, basically, or she can see through everything. Uh-huh. So she can, like, and one person, one girl had, like, it's like, basically, she could see, like, 5 seconds into the future, basically. So when you connected with her, like, you could, like, just dodge everything. Like, you just couldn't get hit. Because if you do the perfect dodge, you can do, like, this, it's like, extra hit thing. So, the combat was really good. I really enjoyed it. So, but here, let's take another quick break. We're about 30, and then. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back.
And we're back.
One more game just to wrap this shit up.
What else do I got? I have another story now. Let me see here.
Oh, no.
That's Nathan Fillion again. We already talked about that.
Nathan Fillion?
Everyone, so the reviews for Aliens Fireteam Elite, they're saying it's good. They're saying it captures the feel of the movies for the first time in a long time. So
I thought it was just like a survival.
Yeah, I thought it was like a 4v1.
Yeah, no, it's like a horde. Like four, no, that's Predator Hunting Grounds is...
Well, yeah, but I thought it was just like that game.
No, this one's like more of a survival, like kind of like zombies. Mm. Like Call of Duty Zombies. But it's aliens.
Oh, okay.
How the hell does it capture the movie? It's just a horde game.
I don't know. I they're saying with the ambience...
Is there a storyline?
there's a storyline, and then with the ambience and like how you're like you're actually moving. You're not just in one location just getting overrun by aliens. You're actually moving and performing a mission. So
there's mad aliens.
I played Hunting Grounds the other day. It was okay. I just, the only thing I didn't like is like I played as a predator, and the stealth mechanics. So if you have heat vision on, where you're like trying to, you can't like, and you go invisible, like you can't tell if you're invisible or not, because really? Yeah, like you're still in heat mode, so you still see your heat outline. Mm. And it's like, so like I was trying to sneak up. I thought I turned invisibility on because it made the sound effect, but then as I'm creeping up to the guy goes, "What the fuck is that?" And he just starts shooting at me. I was like, okay, I'm apparently I'm not.
Can you invisible. Hear them play? Can you hear them talking?
No, you just hear the NPC, like whatever the character voice.
That'd be so cool.
Right, as you got closer to
them? If you could hear other players, the other four players talking when you got close to them. If they had proximity chat.
That would be dope. But yeah, and like playing as, like, it's fun, but I feel like playing as a predator, though, you're just. It's because I at least I'm new to it, so I couldn't kill the predator at all. I was just sitting there lighting him up. Mm. And then he would just walk over to me with his fucking claws, whoosh, or he'd fucking, I'd start shooting at him, then like his fucking, that laser would come up, and I'd try to get out of the way, and it just would blow me up. Mm.
Can you change that quick?
We're doing the show, stinking baby.
Pooping baby.
Pooping baby, that was your name, Pooping baby. I can't believe you can change that fast. But yeah, I mean, it was fun overall, but it was just kind of, I don't know, just. And then, like, moving, what do they call it? Predcore. When you're moving through tree to tree. And so, like, there's these trees that light up red, and you can run up the tree. Mm-hmm. And, like, you just kind of.
Pred, hardcore, parkour?
Yeah. Yes. But, like, you just kind of move through them. Like, it's, I don't know. It was.
It's hardcore, predcore.
Hardcore, predcore. That's the name of the segment.
You were a predator?
Yeah.
So it was aliens.
No, I was saying.
He's talking about a predator hunter, hunting grounds.
Yeah. Predator.
Predator Hunnling Grounds.
Hunnling Grounds.
Cunnilingus.
Can you play as a? It's you can play as four Space Marines, or no, just a regular. You're just regular ass Marines, because they're
in Vietnam.
No, it's modern. They're modern soldiers. They're in Vietnam. The one cool thing though is like as you play, as modern you level
soldiers
up,
soldiers in Vietnam.
You find kind of like in zombies, you find intel, but you find Dutch's tapes. Uh-huh. And so it's Arnold's like. It's like his continuing story, like after, like the first tape is him saying, like, my whole team was wiped out, I'm the only survivor, I tried to tell everyone what happened, and they believe me, but they don't believe that it's a threat, they believe it's something they can use to create weapons, basically. Uh-huh. And so he's like, fuck them, I'm gonna go on my own and hunt this fucking thing down and kill them all. Uh-huh. And so it's like his, like, as you unlock more tapes, it's like, his journey on hunting down the aliens.
And at the end, he died?
Yeah, basically. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far, but.
In the end, he did nothing.
Yeah. Like, he goes to L.A. to investigate what happened in there. And, like, so they reference all the movies, and, like, he's always just, like, one step behind.
Are they going to come up with another alien movie?
I don't know. I doubt
like,
it.
Like with the Prometheus stuff, like Prometheus. On the Prometheus line.
I don't see why not. Well, if there's still like, it's still there's still a market for it, obviously.
Yeah, well, but see, the if you look at the way the movies are, so Prometheus is a prequel to Alien Origins. Alien Origins is a prequel to Alien, and then there's Aliens, then Aliens 3, then Aliens Resurrection, and in Resurrection, so in Aliens 3, Ripley kills off all the aliens. And like that's why she commits suicide, because she has a queen in her chest and she wants all their DNA destroyed. So she jumps into that lead pit, and she does Arnold in at the end of Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Oh,
here, give me that.
And then they bring her back in Resurrection, and then she kills them all again. So
they bring her back in Resurrection.
They clone her.
Oh, I see.
They clone her?
But when they cloned her, she had the queen in her chest.
She's got the queen in her chest.
In her chest.
And then, but it took like eight tries. So there's like a scene in the movie. It's a really good scene where she goes and she finds the storage area, and there's just a bunch of like fucked up versions of her. Like one of them, it's like it looks like the alien with human skin and her face on the end of the alien's head, and like there's just all these different fucked up like versions of her. But that's good overall. I like them. I really enjoy the alien movies. Well, yeah, I would like to see more, but I don't know how they would do it. Alien Isolation.
You get to do another take,
no, they go further and further and back.
Yeah.
Or you could do little side movies that don't have to do with the main movie.
They could.
Yeah, I mean, they can still continue the whole thing with Michael Fassbender.
But no, because they kind of kill off that whole line of... like, because, yeah, well, because that droid model becomes obsolete when they bring in the ones that are designed to look like Peter Whalen. And then, and those are the one, the Bishop models. And then eventually, in Resurrection, Winona Ryder is, her character is a synthetic. But she is a, like the last, so they called it the second generation. So there's these synthetic, the droids made their own droids. Because the, like the Michael Fassbender ones and the Bishop ones were too perfect. And so they wanted to make them more human-like. So in order to make them more human-like, they made the droids made droids. But then they were too human-like, and it became like, okay, we need to destroy all of them.
The droids made droids?
Yeah. It's very common.
Droids on droids on droids.
Droids on droids on droids. But I think on that note, let's go and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On Twitter's at RealPressStart. On Instagram at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us. Anywhere you get your podcast. Now on that note, game over. No more questions.